Anthropic restricted. Google litigates. Apple draws a line. AI's regulatory reckoning. Anthropic has disabled its top AI models following a U.S. export control order, a move that marks a significant escalation in artificial intelligence regulation and has left companies that built products around those models facing immediate service disruptions. The action demonstrates that export controls, long applied primarily to semiconductor equipment, are now being directed at AI model access itself. The same week, Anthropic launched a $15 million AI cybersecurity program for state and local governments, a juxtaposition that suggests regulators are attempting to distinguish between AI applications rather than restricting capabilities wholesale. Reports also emerge that Anthropic asked partners, including Figma and Canva, to help promote the launch of Claude Design, a tool built to compete directly with those same partners' core products. The episode illustrates a deepening tension in AI platform dynamics. Companies need partners to scale distribution, yet their underlying capabilities make it increasingly straightforward to replicate a partner's core functionality and enter their market. Google has sued a Chinese cybercrime ring for using its Gemini AI in phishing scams, the first time the company has pursued legal action over malicious use of its own AI products to facilitate fraud. The lawsuit signals a proactive posture, using existing legal frameworks to pursue bad actors rather than waiting for regulatory liability to be imposed, and could encourage similar strategies across the industry. A German court, meanwhile, ruled that Google can be held liable for its AI Overviews feature, with Google announcing plans to appeal. The ruling draws a legal distinction between traditional search results and AI-synthesized content, a distinction that could compel AI companies to implement stronger fact-checking or face content moderation costs that favor larger incumbents. Apple announced that its new Siri AI is explicitly designed not to flatter or romance users, a deliberate choice to limit engagement in order to avoid fostering parasocial relationships. A counterintuitive stance in an industry that typically optimizes for emotional connection and time on platform. Microsoft is reportedly considering spinning off Xbox amid financial pressures, a potential strategic retreat from two decades of gaming investment as cloud services and AI deliver markedly higher margins.